Hi, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One Another, on Trafalgar Square. The date today is the 9th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you're from.
Hello, my name's Neil Christopher Scott. I'm 23 years old and I'm from Perthshire in Scotland.
Brilliant. And how did you first hear about the project?
It was on the news, I think, on the BBC News. I think I first heard about it, and then I went online, did a Google search, and I searched for Anthony Gormley Plinth Project, and then the website came up.
And what was it that made you apply?
It sounded really interesting. I've known about the fourth plinth for a while. I've seen the different artworks on there. I always thought it was an interesting spot to have public artwork. And then when I heard about this, I thought it was just a fantastic way of involving the public with a public artwork, more than just in a sort of spectator view, but actually becoming part of it, because I'm really interested in collaboration and just in getting people involved with art that wouldn't normally say that they could do art or know anything about art or even like art particularly. But this, I thought, was a good way of encouraging that in a lot of different people.
And when you found out that you'd got a place, what happened then?
I was a bit shocked at first, and then I just thought, well, that's pretty great, because I was really interested in the project, so I thought, well, it's my chance to be a part of it as well. I never really thought about it as a kind of 15 minutes of fame or anything like that, because I didn't know that it was going to be broadcast particularly. But I thought about it as being a part of the sort of grander scheme of the project, being one little bit in the whole thing that makes it more interesting, because I think it's not so much the individuals, but how the whole thing progresses, I find more interesting, just seeing everybody that's involved.
Yeah. And what are you going to do on the plinth?
Well, I'm an artist myself, so I thought I'd take the opportunity it's a bit selfish, but to do a bit of drawing while I'm up there, because I can't imagine another opportunity when I get to be on the plinth in Trafalgar Square and looking, getting that vantage point across London, seeing all the different people and seeing how it goes. I'm going to, if there's anybody around that's interested, I might try and fold the drawings up somehow so I can pass it down to the people below and let them have the drawings to take away. So it can involve them a little bit in what I'm doing as well. But I'll see if anybody wants them or not.
And what are you going to draw?
I'm just going to be sketching the things that are around me, the different vantage points. I think it's a good time of day because the sun is just going to be coming up, so it's a nice day as well. So the light's very, very good. I've got this picture of all the commuters sort of bustling past on the way to work without any time to stop and look, so I might try and sketch them as they're on their way. Just do whatever takes my interest when I'm up there.
Is drawing the your main art form?
It's one part of what I do. I'm a sculptor and drawing and painting and video. So really it's a whole range of things. I teach art lessons as well to the kids. We do an animation class and just a general arts class. That's what I'm really interested in, is actually getting especially children involved, people especially children involved with making artwork and having fun doing art.
Brilliant. You said you're interested in collaboration before. Do you collaborate yourself?
Yeah, I've just done some work with, I went to California for a while when I was at art college, you know, it was an exchange. I made some friends over there, and there's one friend in particular that still lives over in California that we do sort of collaboration via the internet. We do projects together. One in Glasgow where I built an installation to house a video that he'd made, and we're kind of doing vice versa. I've just finished a video, and he's going to be doing a sort of mobile art gallery in the back of a truck in Sacramento that he's going to display the video in, so we like to work together like that. Even though we're thousands of miles apart, we can still work together.
Do you have a particular subject matter that you're usually drawn to with your work?
No, it's a pretty broad range, just try and investigate things that interest me. And I guess what the one common theme is, I like to use a lot of materials that I can find, rather than, I don't like to be wasteful, so whether it's recycled materials or natural materials, I find I like to use that a lot in my sculpture. So I suppose there's a ecologically minded kind of drive to a lot of the work that I do, but not overtly so, just in my own interest.
Can you tell me a little bit about you as an individual?
Well, I'm quite tall. Might make me easier to see on the Scottish, obviously. I try to be quite friendly. I work in a school, so I'm not a teacher, but I'm a support for learning assistant, so being quite patient and understanding comes in handy in that job, because I'm working with a lot of children with additional needs, so I have to be quite a welcoming personality to get on with them.
And who are you doing this for, would you say?
I have to say myself for one part of it. Like I say, I'm going to be doing drawings, so that's quite a self-involved activity, but I'm also doing it for, I suppose, the whole of Britain, I guess, because it's like Anthony Gorman says, a portrait of Britain, and I'm just a randomly selected part of that, so I want to be a random part of the country and just show that side of it, the side of the project too.
And have you got any hopes or fears about going on
print? Well, I hope that I don't fall off, because so I suppose that's a hope and a fear, but just that it's not too cold, and that at least one person would maybe find it interesting. If one person finds it interesting, then that's enough for me.
How did you decide that you were going to draw on the plinth? How did you decide that was what you'd do?
As far as I could understand, it was just the whole project about being yourself on the plinth and whatever that suggests to you, and that's really the most natural thing for me to do in that kind of situation, would be to reflect on my surroundings, my environment, and drawings, the most kind of immediate way of doing that. It's portable as well, but
brilliant. And is there anything similar to this that you've done before?
Not so exposed. No, I went to art college, so I was involved in a degree show and lots of different exhibitions throughout the time. Never really done any kind of performance before. I guess you could call this a performance. But no, this is the first time I've really been a point of attention for a lot of people. So that's a new experience.
And does this have any personal significance to you, to be part of Anthony Gormley's artwork?
Well, yeah, I admire Anthony Gormley for a lot of the things that he's done in raising awareness of art and bringing art to communities. So I'm glad to be a part of something that's outside of an art gallery, and something that's more accessible to a lot of people.
Is that important to you, that art is accessible?
Yeah, I mean, I love all art, but I know that a lot of it can be off-putting to people, especially when it's in the gallery situation where it's quite imposing sometimes. So this is a lot more, I suppose it brings together kind of the reality TV essence with the cameras, and then the human face of it as well with the ordinary members of the public, and that again just broadens the appeal, I think.
Great. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about being here today and being sort of standing on the fourth plinth yourself. Any kind of emotions?
I'm probably going to be sitting more than standing because I've been doing the drawing. But I'm a bit nervous, quite excited as well. And there's some people going to be watching on the webcam up in Scotland, which is nice to know. There'll be some friendly faces there. Just really impressed by the way that it's all been set up. It seems to be running quite smoothly so far. What's it, day three now? And nobody's died, so that's a positive sign.
And last question, what's important to you in life, would you say?
It was interesting because you said before I started the interview, you just tried to be true to yourself in the question. That's, I guess, an important thing. That's why I'm an artist, really, is just to try and find a way of being truthful about a lot of different things. And it's not always so easy, but that's the goal, really, with a lot of it.